The following program is an independent production brought to you by Bridge Holistic Healing.
Informative, inspirational discussions on how to enrich your life in body, mind, and spirit. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, providing tips you need and expert insight on holistic living. Then join us as we delve into the spiritual journey and explore the soul in Wave of Fire on the Dr. Leslie Show. Welcome to the Dr. Leslie Show, your bridge to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Folks, you are joining today with a soul community from around the world representing over 190 countries. These are folks with open hearts, open minds, and a readiness to take on new education, information, inspiration, and tools to access their best life ever. This is us, okay? This whole community around the world who are actually aware of and ready to move into our own personal authority in life. It means that we know that we are cause in life and we're stepping into the mastery of how to be conscious, intentional creators of our own world. Now today, folks, in holistic living, we've got a new guest today, first time ever, and I had the joy and privilege of meeting this man face-to-face a week ago yesterday. So just recently at Agape Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, I was able to meet our guest today, whose name is Barry Selby. Let me tell you a bit about Barry. He's a passionate champion for the divine feminine, helping strong, successful women own and express their feminine magnificence in love and in the world. Barry is known as the Love Doctor, and to his friends and his clients, he is a number one best-selling author, professional speaker, and relationship transformation expert. Barry empowers his clients to create conscious, passionate, and deep relationships. His heart and passion is empowering successful single women to embrace and own their authentic feminine power and attract their true equal in loving relationship. So again, Barry is the author of 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. This was a bestseller on Amazon. Find it online or in your bookstores, but it's a powerful book with a lot of tools that are going to help you move into a more authentic relationship with yourself and with your partner. Barry, welcome, and thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's a joy to have you on, and I was thrilled to meet you at Agape about less than 10 days ago. And I, you know, Barry, we were talking a little bit before coming on to the show about really what you're up to right now. And I get that you're actually launching a speaking tour later this year. You're going to be making your tools available through the power of voice to groups of people, and people are going to be able to have more access to the technology that you're helping to bring through, right?
That's the plan, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Great, great. So, Barry, tell us a little bit about how the 50 Ways to Love Your Lover came forward. I realize you've been in the industry for a little while. What brought forward for you the writing of this book?
Okay, well, this is going to be entertaining, I hope, for your audience, because this was not something I ever planned on doing. I never planned on being an author, and in fact, the book started out purely as, I'll say social media posts is the easy way of putting it, but people asked me, what do I teach? And I said, well, I talk about this and this and this. And I created a list in a Word document that I was going to put together at some blog post or something I was going to do, but the voice inside, it was always this still small voice in the back of my mind was saying, write a book. And I argued with that voice for about 3 weeks. And finally, in pure frustration, because it wouldn't stop telling me to write the book, I said, okay, well, how do I do it? And it literally laid out the whole thing for me in like stark, clear detail. And in 6 weeks, I had the first draft.
Oh, powerful. Powerful. Okay, I'm just going to take an aside here. I want to go into this for just a minute, Barry, because what you're describing, I feel like, is very, very important for every human being. So, you know, what I hear from you first is not only are you able to hear this inner voice, okay, you're actually getting this direction saying, you need to do this, you need to do this. Well, you only argued with it for 3 weeks, which some people could resist that for a lifetime, All right. But so you came forward with willingness here in this relationship to say, okay, you know, I'm open, but you've got to tell me how. So how is it that you access such clarity that the whole book gets designed and done right there like that? It just opens up and flows through. Are you able to find and describe for us a little bit what that looks like? How does someone actually, lots of us would love to learn how to do that, how to tap in not only to that inner voice to go, you know, I can't really put a finger on it, but I feel like I'm being called to this certain something or other. Then if we say, okay, my answer is yes, but you have to tell me how do you get such clarity that you've got the whole darn thing laid out for you and then it's complete within 6 weeks, or at least the rough draft?
Well, in my case, first of all, I mean, I've been on the path of spiritual study for many years. Not that it makes me anything special or different, but at least I know that I have an awareness there's more going on than what I see in front of me. That's mm-hmm. one thing I'll say is one of the things, best things to have is at least be aware that there's more magic happening than you can see with your naked eye.
Okay, so you're believing in more than what meets the eye. You're already saying, yes, I know that there's more than what we're seeing and touching here.
Right. Okay. And at the same time, sometimes I sort of say, well, would you show up right here where I'm having some challenges? Because it's not like guaranteed that now I can access it. It happens all the time. So the truth is, I'm still fallible with it. So I'm just going to say I'm not an expert in the sense of like it always works, it always happens, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make that very clear that I'm still a student at the same time.
Okay. And thank you for showing that you're human. And we're all students with you. So, okay.
Right. So on top of that, there's a quote, I'm trying to remember what the quote is, something about that, I think it's quite a genius, genius leaves clues. I think it's something like that as a quote or as a book title. And that's what happened is that, you know, say that still small voice spoke to me and said to me, and I believe it was spirit versus just some part of my mind saying it to me back to me. But the truth was that when I asked me to show how to do it, I didn't realize that I'd already laid the groundwork without even knowing it for the previous 15 years of my life, because the access points in terms of how to create the book physically about what I needed to write were already laid out, because those social media posts I'd created, which were over 50 at the time, they became 50 finally, because each one of those was my chapter starting point.
Mm-hmm.
So all I need to do was explain each one, and that was easy because to start with a clean slate, I've never found myself to be typically a clean slate artist that can start with a blank canvas and create something. But if you give me something to start with, I can build from there quite easily. I've got this ability to produce things versus create. And that's how the book came about. I'd actually put posts up from stuff I already knew and I'd heard and learned and studied and practiced myself. So what I needed to do was take each one, which is two sentences, and expand it in more detail so people can understand who never read my stuff before.
Mm.
So it was really already in front of me. I just needed to see it through the lens that I hadn't looked through before. And that was kind of the fun part of this process. It wasn't something gifted to me from the heavens. It was something that I had already seen. But when I sort of rotated the lens slightly, I saw exactly what to do with it. And that was the clarity.
That's beautiful. Just beautiful. Well, when you say that, you know, and I won't go deeply into this right now because we're not in Wave of Fire. We're in Holistic Living. But you know, it's been shown to me that everything that ever will be already is. You know, there's nothing new to create. So here you are going, okay, well, show me how this is going to happen. Bang. And then it's almost like the veil is lifted from your eyes and you're seeing, oh, it already exists. I've already written it one social media post at a time, two sentences each, and all I have to do is just develop. Yeah. There's a wealth of understanding behind each of those two sentences, and all I have to do is just touch on it and, you know, let my truth flow. So, I don't know.
Pretty much,
awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you for that. So, there we go, folks.
Sure.
You know, you're the voice is within you, and whatever you want to call that, you know, you call it what you will. You know, the Bible says that the Word of God is written on the heart of every man, and some would say that that still small voice is the whisperings of what we might call the Holy Spirit or our source essence, you know, infinite intelligence. But just know that there's something infinite beyond us, and you can access it. And this is Barry Selby with us today, who's actually a demonstrating vehicle of that, showing us how, and then bringing forward the gifts of that level of just trust and allowance and flow. So thank you. Thank you for that, Barry. So tell us a little bit about the difference between men and women in dating. I'm diving right into your love doctor, your doctor's toolbox, the medical kit there. And I want to learn a little bit about how is dating different for men than it is for women?
Well, let me speak about how when we do it the same way, we lose.
Okay.
And what I mean is that the dating arena, especially with all the smartphone apps and the dating sites and the matchmaking type services, is catering towards the male mindset, or the masculine mindset, let's put it that way, because the masculine energy is a hunter or is a searcher or a seeker. So the masculine energy is out there looking for things, whereas the feminine energy is a receiver. And so on the dating sites and dating apps, when men go out there and swipe or look or click or whatever they do, they are basically sorting through profiles and choices to find the one they want amongst the many choices. It's kind of the way the men seek. We are the sort of the searcher type. The feminine is the one that is attracting the one that she wants. She energetically will be looking to find the one that she wants to pull in, which using the dating science and dating apps doesn't create support for unless they put up the profile and wait. The challenge has been is that both men and women have been trained to do the same thing. And that puts both genders in the masculine energetic, which is not functional in the relationship. In fact, I've proven that wrong in my own dating life massively, and I've talked about that in my book.
Okay, so I want to hear a little bit more about this feminine way of attracting energetically. So if a woman wants to actively engage, can I say that? Actively engage with non-actively attracting. What's the best tangible step for a woman to first take to let go of being the hunter seeker? And I must admit, there have been a lot of women, certainly never ever myself, but a lot of women that I have known, maybe not, a lot of women that I've known through the years who at times could get into almost a desperate need or desire to be partnered. And then it's really hard not to move into that hunting it out, seeking it out, you know, I guess moving into that masculine energy. How would a woman go about being that non-active receiver and attracting energetically? What would be a first step for that?
Well, first of all, it's not non-active, and that's the subtlety, or maybe not subtlety, but maybe the more clear explaining it.
Okay.
When I coach my clients, and my clients are 99% women when I work with my clients, what I help them do, first of all, is clarify what they're looking for. There is, we said it about the desperate move that a lot of women do. Women will tend to, and I don't speak to every woman, but I've seen this happen so many times, will be attracting a partner because they want someone to make them feel better, which is a horrible way to do things. And they attract someone who sort of fulfills part of that quality but brings a whole bunch of baggage with them. Because a lot of times, and this is true for men too, we don't as individuals have real clarity about what we really do fully want in a partner. One, because we don't believe we can have it. And two, we're not sure what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than hunting for it, it's kind of like making a map or a vision or intention of what you want to attract. That's the first step, and actually have more to it. I actually do a lot of work in deeper work later on with clients that helps them remove the blocks to that vision that they're attracting. But the first step is to really know what it is they're looking for. And it's usually qualities versus, okay, he's got to be 6'2", blue eyes, you know, chiseled chin, whatever that is. It's more about, do you feel safe with him? Do you feel that you can explore life with him? Do you feel that he will support you energetically? I don't mean financially necessarily. So getting clear about the qualities of partnership you want, because what that does for women is one of women's magnificent skills is the ability to attract, to be magnetic. And that's the reverse or the inverse of hunting. Hunting is out seeking, magnetic is attracting. There's a different energetic for the feminine.
I love this because for the last, I don't know, some number of years in my own life, Barry, my motto has been, if it's meant to be, it comes to me. So I've decided I'm going to be a magnetizer of whatever is best for me, and it's going to show up without me having to go seek it out, right?
Right.
So so how much do you find, or how often do you find women being ready and able to step into this new method. I say that new for many of us because I think, you know, most every human in this day and age has been kind of trained up to go out and find what you want. And this is now moving into, it feels like more of an arena of trust, Barry, of having to like use more faith because you're not going to go out there digging up, you know, in the world looking for what you want and actually say, no, I'm going to get clear. I'm going to just stand here in this one space, you know, symbolically, I mean, metaphorically, and draw it to me. You know, how hard is it to let go of the control of doingness and start to trust that it will come to you even though you're not running out there tracking it down?
Well, based upon my own research, as in working with current clients and prospective clients, when I say to them, and working with clients usually is minimum of 1 month, it usually goes as far as six, depending on what they're working toward and how much work they want to do. But when I say to them in my discovery session, we talk about what we're going to do together, if I say that in the program, I advise my clients to not go out on dates in the first month, the amount of gasps and concerns that I get from my prospective clients is pretty much universal. So it seems that it's hard for many women who unfortunately have been trained this way. And we can get to a whole conversation about how women have been trained by society to be in the masculine mind, to do work in the world and be in the business world so they compete with men as men energetically. Mm-hmm. That's the trap that women are falling into. And part of my work that's getting bigger in the world is to help women remember their feminine magnificence because that's more powerful. Mm-hmm. But this is one of those microcosmic pieces I see is that when they're looking at dating, because they've so been entrained by the marketing, the media, and everything else, that they must go out looking. When I say don't do that, it's almost like a paradigm shift for them. And for some of them, it's too hard to understand.
So, you know, as these women that gasp because you've just said they have to take a month off of their dating search and go, what? You know, they're looking at their watches going, do you realize that time is passing here? You know, we all feel like whether we're trying to have a family or not, you know, I think there's just this general consensus that it feels like time is short. And we want to hurry up, you know, hurry up and get it now. So, you know, do you find that there is a bit of work around trust that has to come up? I mean, to where we have to just kind of let go and let God or move into more of a relaxed state rather than the driven, let's hurry up kind of mode?
Well, the impatience is going to get in the way.
Yes, okay.
Period. I mean, to be blunt about it. And the thing is, what I work with my clients about is attracting their true ideal, the long-term relationship will be for life, ideally. And so with this impatience, it's such a contradiction, because if you're really looking for the rest of your life to be in partnership for a lot of life, is it okay if we take 3 months versus 3 minutes?
Yeah, really.
There's this confusion because there's this impatience to have the rest of your life spent with somebody. It's worth, I believe, taking the time to really get your ducks in a row and getting your vision clear to track the one you really want to be with versus making a wrong choice that in 10 years you end up hating because that's 10 years that you didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah, well, true. And if we were willing to wait for, you know, the more best fitting relationship, then how many fewer failed relationships, how much less time would we have, quote, wasted on a destructive or unhealthy relationship? You know, if we were ready to, I guess, do our inner work, do our homework, do our foundational work and get it right to begin with. Yeah. So, Barry, we're going to take a quick break. Listeners, stay tuned because after the break, we're going to come back in with Barry Selby, the Love Doctor, and find out more about how to attract your ideal relationship, how to use that feminine energy to bring in exactly the best fit without having to run out and chase it down. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment. And here's Pet Tip of the Day, brought to you by Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Healthy, happy, holistic.
Does your dog or cat suffer from hot spots or recurrent ear infections? How about cysts and warts in and on the skin? These conditions can be managed and completely reversed using herbal medicine and nutritional therapy.
we're back. That was Pet Tip of the Day from the Veterinary Hospital of Davidson, where they offer the best of natural and traditional pet health care. That means that you've got the best of both worlds, the East and the West, for your pet's best health ever. So even those natural components include acupuncture, herbal medicine, and other outside-the-box complementary protocols for your pets. So go check them out online. That's at davidsonvet.com. And when you go ahead and book your first appointment for your pets, tell them Dr. Leslie sent you, because you're going to get $25 off of your first visit in. Again, that's the Dr. Leslie VIP discount for your first appointment with your pets, your furry or feathery family members at Veterinary Hospital of Davidson. Again, check them out on davidsonvet.com. Now, folks, we're moving into Wave of Fire. We've got first-time guest Barry Selby, the love doctor, and he's talking to us about how a woman can let go of the masculine ways, being the hunter, seeker, and pursuing, and actually relax into a very precise way to energetically attract her ideal partner. Barry, I've got a little quick story to share with you and the listeners. A lot of the listeners already know, but I'd like to tell you quickly how I ended up in the marriage that I'm in right now. So are you with me?
Okay. I'm with you.
I was living in New Zealand, and I was traveling between New Zealand and the United States because, like you, my inner voice had said, you must write this book, okay? And so I was kind of on sabbatical from my work, and at the time I was visiting the U.S., and I had a young man with me who was an assistant helping me with my writing work, okay? So I called him in one day. I was writing in my book how to create what I call a cosmic order, and I said, I'm ready to write a cosmic order for a new relationship. And I wanted Michael to be my witness. And just by my own intuitive guidance, I wrote down, just as you said earlier in the show, I wrote the qualities of relationship that I wanted. I knew that I had not been very successful in finding the right partner for myself. And I had been doing kind of an outside-in list, like this age, this height, this education, and this career, or whatever it is, this kind of likeness with spiritual views. And nothing had really been successful for me in the long run. So I said, okay, this time I'm just going to turn it over to God and say, look, this is what I want. You know, I want respect. I want mutual free expression. I want passionate romantic love. I made a short list of qualities that I wanted. And then I actually wrote them with each word, one letter on top of the other, signed and dated it, and had my friend Michael to sign and date as my witness, let it go. And 5 days later, sitting on the beach in North Myrtle Beach, North Carolina, with hundreds of people around, clearing messages off my phone, a pair of feet walked up to mine in the sand and stopped. And I looked up at this beautiful man who sat down in the sand next to me, started talking. I was just waiting for him to say, hey, I've got a timeshare for you to look at. But no, the agenda never came. And by the end of that first hour speaking with this man, I knew he was my delivery. I knew he was my order being brought in from heaven. And within 2 years, we were married and are continuing. That was 6 years ago. And we're continuing to have the best relationship I've ever, ever had.
Love it.
So, you know, that was my attracting energetically. So, folks, I'm just here to tell you firsthand, this technology works. And let's listen to what else Barry has to say about how to step into that feminine energy of attracting. So what's the next step, Barry? You said that a woman should get clear on her intention, like get clear on what quality she wants. Do you recommend that a woman writes those things down, or how do we, you know, take the next step from that clarity of thought?
Sure. Writing them down, actually, what I do with quite a lot of my clients, because they're just clients I attract, that come from a fairly negative history or a dark history of relationship experiences in the past. And so some of that's overshadowing what they're dealing with. I actually have them start writing down the things that didn't work in the past as a negative, like, do not want this anymore type list.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I have them do is flip it by having them create next to every single thing that was negative, the positive version. So for example, if their partner was cheating on them, because that was something that happened maybe in the past relationship, they could write someone who's monogamous and true in the positive side. So they become, they create a positive list to start with. That's often the building block they build with to begin with. And then from there, they can add more into the list of the things they really do dream of, pray for, wish for, have an intention for. But that sometimes is incomplete in terms of it's great to have that list. But for me, what really works, and this is stuff from the movie The Secret and other places too, is to do a vision board or something visual. And a vision board is the most easy access way to do it because it's just a piece of foam core or something like that with pictures and words stuck on it. And the intention is that a vision board gives you something you'll look at ideally every day. And so it creates more of an anchor and a place to resonate with. So you see it more often, so it becomes part of your daily experience. And that creates what you were talking about, having that vibration, having that frequency that is aligned with where you want to go. So you can do a vision board for everything, but I say specifically for a relationship, it's great to have a vision board that presents to you an image, because most of us are visually focused, and also we can get the feeling from that, which is what our predominant modalities are. So we can see on in front of us, in the bedroom, the bathroom, wherever you have it put, the qualities and the impressions and the feelings you want to have when you're in that relationship, so that we carry it with you wherever you go.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Then are you saying, do you recommend that we create a vision board that has pictures that make us feel a certain way, or should we write words that describe that feeling, or a combination?
I'd say both, yes.
Okay, both.
I recommend highly that pictures, because pictures do create feelings, and it may not even be pictures of a couple walking on the beach, which could be a great image. It could be just a picture of a bed or a picture of a nice house in the suburbs. Whatever that is that evokes that feeling for you, is good to have the resonant frequency, because you want it to be something you can feel, because like you said, when that man walked up to you on the beach, I suspect that it was a feeling you had more than just seeing him that clicked. The sense of him became something you resonated with versus going, he looks like the right one. Because most of us have this innate, we don't believe it, but most of us have this innate frequency or almost like a tuning fork or a divining rod that connects us to that feeling. So when you have the experience of that feeling when you meet somebody, you'll feel it more easily than if you look at somebody, because it's so easy to go, well, I don't know, that looks like the person, but I can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
So at the feeling level, it's yes or no. It's very clear.
Yes. I know that by the end of that, the first hour, or actually quite early on in that conversation when he sat down in the sand, it was a deep feeling of comfort. I just felt very, very relaxed. It felt like I was just breathing more deeply. We were talking about kind of everything and nothing, just dumb things. And I just felt so relaxed with this man, you know. And yeah, it was a feeling, and like a feeling of, oh my gosh, this is just dropped out of heaven, and I know this is it. Kind of almost a knowing, but it had to do with how comfortable I felt, very, very relaxed in his presence.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Well, Barry, I want to thank you for being with us today. It's time for us to sign off. Sadly, we look forward to having you on again. And I want to tell listeners.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, so remember, folks, that it's Barry Selby, the Love Doctor. And his book you can look for online is 50 Ways to Love Your Lover. Blessings, Barry. Thanks for being with us.
Listeners, my pleasure. Thank you.
Remember, listeners, that you are never alone. You are loved. You are worthy. And all is well. Be blessed and walk sacred. This is Dr. Leslie.
Has Google warned you that your website is not mobile friendly and you'll be devalued in search rankings? Does your business need to rank higher in the search engines? Have you ever considered a mobile app to build customer loyalty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, let your friends at ZenLedge help launch your business into the 21st century. Mention this ad and get 2 free hours of custom development with a 5-hour commitment. That's a $200 value. Don't miss this great opportunity. Call your friends today at ZenLedge, 843-882-7149. You can also visit them on the web, zenledge.com.